They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini Boys. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Combini Boys podcast. This week, we take a look at Lawson's Potty Chicky, which claims to be an extra crispy chicky coming out this week. We get an update from Mike about the Fami Chicky competition and see if he's still hanging in at the top of his local store. Finally, Lawson takes some hits in the Winners and Losers, where Matt picks up perhaps the saddest bento we've ever seen. Now let's head over to the Combini.
They're the Combini Boys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Top of the line, Mike. Almost bought a house last week, but backed out at the last second when we realized the solar panel lease tied to the home was probably a scam that was going to put us in a 15-year prison. So glad we backed out. You know, we made the right move. But anyway, that's the latest here. But what's going on with you in Cordoba?
Oh man, I'm kind of sad to hear that. I know you all were liking that house with those solar panels. I guess, you know, they did look a little suspicious.
Yeah, when it's zero down, no payment, followed by a 20-year lease, I gotta say, that's a trigger to read the fine print, and I'm glad we did. Yeah.
Oh jeez. Oh man. Well, I hope you all find another good place soon. Things over here, we got a kind of rainy night here, actually. I don't know if you can hear these drip, drip, drip.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're getting a little bit cooler weather here. Going to hit the teens in terms of Celsius here this week. But things are all right. You know, not much new. Excited for the fall, you know. But, yeah, life is as normal as ever here.
All right. Well, as usual, Mike, we got a lot to talk about, and I think the first thing we want to dig into is, of course, the update on the Fami Chicky tournament. Mike, you're in the heat of battle. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Matt. All right. Well, you know, where we last left off in this month-long tournament to see who is the king of the Fami Chicky. Matt... Yeah, so again, just to our listeners, just to, if you haven't been listening recently, to let you know what we're talking about, Family Mart is running a month-long tournament to decide the king of Fami Chicky. All you have to do is just buy as many Fami Chickies as you can, and that makes you the winner. They're having the nationwide tournament, the prefectural tournament, and then also the local store tournament. Yeah, Matt, as where we last left off, I was holding the lead, not exactly comfortably, but, you know, had a nice lead at my local store. In the prefectural, things were looking tough with Truck on top, and then Lemon Chicken on the nationwide front was really just blowing everybody away. So, all right, Matt, let's see where we're sitting here now. Okay, so starting off at my local shop, Matt.
That's what we're talking about.
Big numbers coming out here, Matt. As you can see, anata wa ichii. You are number one. Yes, I am. Matt, as you can see the store's numbers here, Combini Boys, that's us. 17 chickies. In first place, second place, Kazukazu with 9, and then Otaha Gigi with 8. Matt, I'm really happy to say that I think that I'm not taking my foot off the pedal, but I think I've got things locked up here. We've got 3 days left of tournament to go, and Matt, I gotta say, I really doubled down this week and really stuck to my routine of one chicky a day. And I got to say, the big inspiration for that, Matt, is, we have this site, buymeacoffee.com/combiniboys, where, you know, our really, you know, great listeners have donated, you know, some coffees, some chickies to us. And, you know, Matt, Professor H was a thank God for Professor H. Professor H actually bought us three chickies a while back, but this week, just when I was feeling like, do I really want to go on here, we got a message. Professor H, 3 more chickies with the message, for the Fami Chicky Challenge, Mike must win his store. And I gotta say, Matt, that was the inspiration I need to get in there and try to pull ahead. And I'm glad to say, Matt, that as you can see from the numbers, you know, I think I'm pulling it off.
Yeah, Mike, this is really exciting. As we know, the goal really was the store to win the local store tournament. You got a comfortable lead here, 17 chickies to second place, 9 chickies. I do think you got the right strategy. Don't let up. Keep that foot down on the pedal because, you know, I think back, what was it, the 2016 Super Bowl, Pats were down by like, what, 20, 24 points in the fourth quarter, and Tom Brady comes back, wins it. We don't know. Is Kazu 0125 at 9 chickies? Is he the Tom Brady of the Crudo Bay Family Mart store? I don't know what his capability or her capabilities are. So good to play it safe. We really appreciate the support from people like Professor H.
Yes.
So thanks for rooting Mike on. This is the kind of thing he needs. Actually, Mike, you were saying just tonight, you had a big dinner at the in-laws. You were loaded, stuffed on the way home. You crammed a Fammy chicky down your gullet to keep the foot on the pedal. Isn't that right, Mike? Yeah.
That's
and now
exactly
you're paying the
right
price. You've been ripping some crazy farts for the last 45 minutes.
Yeah. I have been paying the price, but it's a good price to pay, Matt, you know, with the support of my back of you and Professor H and all of our listeners. I got to say, I'm going to keep pushing through. Even if, you know, I've eaten, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet, you know, I'm getting in there, getting that chicky until this ends, which is only in 3 days. And, you know, next week we'll be able to look, but you're right. I'm not, you know, getting lackadaisical here. Who knows what can happen from Kazakaza no to Hajiji. So I might even try and pump those numbers up a little bit higher than one a day.
I love it.
All right, Matt. So going on to the prefectural side of things,
oh boy.
Yeah. As you can see, actually, Truck still way out ahead with 122 chickies, followed in second place by Leo, and then Tanu Chicky. Matt, Truck was way out ahead, and I gotta say, though, his numbers aren't going up that high. And I gotta say, Leo, I don't really remember this name from last week. Maybe Leo's making a big push here at the end to try and beat Truck, but Truck has definitely been on top from the start. So, yeah, so that's what we're looking at from the prefectural side.
Yeah, Mike, very impressive here. Truck, 122 chickies purchased. Yeah, Leo coming in strong here, 66 chickies, only 3 days left. I don't see him catching Truck. Again, this requires something of a logistics operation. Toyama, I don't know how many Family Marts there actually are to play with. This isn't Tokyo, ladies and gentlemen, where you got a Family Mart every 6 feet. Yeah. You got to do some driving if you want to catch Truck and you're Leo. So I don't know, Mike. I think Truck has this wrapped up.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see where things turn out here. I don't know. Like you said, it's a logistical problem. If Leo can pull out this on top of Truck, that would be a huge comeback. All right, Matt. Well, there's the prefectural side of things. Let's go on to the nationwide tournament where things are just, you know, out of control. I mean, just a whole different level. And last time we looked, we had Chicken Lemon and one other contender sort of like neck and neck. Here's what we got now. So we've got Chicken Lemon 50 with 1,190 chickies.
Yep.
His biggest competitor, 1K, 8K, 0K, 100 with about 1,000 chickies. Matt, it's amazing. I got to say, you know, Chicken Lemon was, I think last time we looked, was like 800 or 900. So he's really put up some even bigger numbers in this last week, bumping himself all the way up to... let me calculate this, 3 years worth of chickies. Yeah. You know, we thought we were going to see this break 1,000. I'm surprised to see this breaking such a, you know, so high above 1,000 already. But who knows where this is going to end up. You know, this has been a shit show from the start. So, yeah, that's where we're looking in the national tournament.
Well, Mike, I did listen to our episode from 2 weeks ago again yesterday. We did predict a chicky arms race, and that's exactly what's taking place here. We're Chicken Lemon 50 holding on to that lead, almost at 1,200 chickies with 3 days to go. But this other character, hot on his tail or her tail, at 992 chickies with 3 days left, Mike, I could see a sprint where both of these characters are in an absolute frenzy to find every chickie. And I gotta believe they're in Tokyo, because where else are you gonna find this many chickies? And who knows what sort of logistics operation, who knows what sort of shenanigans are going on. We've theorized that it could be students who are colluding by sharing a single account on the app. Yes. We've thought it could be Shacho, who are treating their whole company to chickies. You know, there's definitely something going on here. I wonder if we couldn't get Chicken Lemon 50 on the podcast to find out exactly how they executed this pretty impressive operation. They started out hot, and they've maintained that pace for the last 27 days. That is outrageous. Really impressive, but at the same time, a little discouraging. You know, he's clearly not, or she's clearly not, eating all of these chickies, so it's not been a fair fight. And I see you, Mike, you're at 4,040th place. I think that's pretty impressive. Again, this is the nationwide ranking here.
No, I feel good. You know, next week we'll have to pull out those final numbers, see where we are. You know, 4,000 of how many contenders. I have to say, you know, I'm proud to say that I think I'm probably going to be in the top 5% or something like that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we'll have to see. Like I said, I'm going to try and give a little like final, you know, burst here at the end to really to really try and, you know, set my, to take my place at least at the tempo wide tournament. But yeah, I agree, this is a mystery as well. This is, you know, if we can't get Chicken Lemon on, at least maybe we can do some sort of follow-up, sort of, you know, like investigative series of like how are these people getting so many chickies,
because
it just seems, you know, absurd.
All right, Mike, that wraps up the update on the tournament. We're going to give the final update next week when this whole thing wraps up, but it's time to move on to our next segment. Mike, Chicky, we got more here. Lawson, I am excited to say, has been working on, from the lab, Mike, from the Lawson lab. They got a new chicky coming out, Mike, and it looks absolutely outstanding. They're calling this the potty chicky, Mike, for potty potty, which means crunchy, okay? But this thing, it's not just the crunch, Mike. This thing is a thick boy.
Yes.
They are packing a lot of chicken. This thing looks like a Lego brick, you know what I'm saying? This thing, you could build a house with these chickies. They are stacking them high. We're looking at a cross section here. And again, Mike, the fusion that's happening with all of this thigh meat is spectacular.
Yeah.
We were just looking at Northumberland, England, beautiful place, but they got that Hadrian's Wall, that old Roman wall with those stones stacked up, Mike. That's exactly what we're looking at here. We got Hadrian's Wall of chicken thigh meat stacked up and fused together in the most perfect looking chicky I've seen in a long time. Now, the potty here, they've cut the breading by 40% to give it that thin, crispy crust. Yeah, Mike, this is super exciting. Again, from the lab, this is from, you know, Lawson's got this sort of Manhattan project going. And wow, impressive results here with the potty potty chicken, which goes on sale, I believe, next week.
That's right. Yep. And Matt, super exciting. This brings to, you know, a couple things to mind. You know, when it comes to the chicky, of course, Fami chicky is the king. But when it comes to nuggets, Karaage-kun is the king. And, you know, Lawson has been making moves trying to get that Fami chicky level chicky out. And the L chicky, as we have documented before, is not to the level of the Fami chicky. Matt, this also reminds me with that extra thin crust of the 7-Eleven Agetori.
Yes.
Which, when it comes to thin, potty potty, you know, crunchy chickies, is sort of the king. If this is somewhere in between an Agetori and a Fami Chicky slash El Chicky. This could be big, Matt. This could be really, really big. You know, I'm super excited about this. This is, you know, there. It seems that they are very confident about this. They put this out as sort of like a, you know, what's coming next. You know, this is they've given us a lot of advance sort of you know, advanced info on this, which is rare for a chicky. Usually, just, you know, they come out and, you know, you notice they're on the scoreboard. Yes. You know, this week, so that's exciting as well. And Matt, with this campaign, they have teamed up, with the legend, Mr. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen himself, Pico Taro, has released a video, you know, talking about the party-party-party-ness of this Chicky Matt. A lot of things, just a really exciting things all around on this item.
Yeah, you know, when you see Pico Taro, they mean business. They're bringing out the big guns here. Like you said, of Pineapple Apple Pen fame, now maybe of Potty Potty Chicky fame. Mike Lawson, obviously, like you said, has a lot of confidence in this Chicky. Mm-hmm. And God, I can't wait to listen to the first At the Gemba segment where you give a full review of the Potty Potty Chicky.
Yes, and I am looking forward to it as well. I will say, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen, as we were just looking, I think had 240 million views or something.
Yes.
The Potty Potty Chick, or the Potty Chicken, it seems it has about 1,000. So, you know, who knows from here? Maybe this is going to take off, but as for now, it seems a little bit low-key. But once it goes on sale, I'm sure we're going to see those numbers going up.
All right, Mike, that wraps up all we have to say about Chicky this week. Mm-hmm. How about we move on to the scoreboard?
Sounds good, Matt. All right, so this week, numbers. We got kind of a screwball coming in here this week, Matt. Family Mart actually is undergoing site maintenance, which is interesting. So who knows what's going on there? But because of that, we have no numbers from Family Mart this week. So they're getting a question mark. Lawson, 41 items. 7-Eleven, 121 items. Mini-Stop, 21 items. Daily Yamazaki, 6 items. Seiko Mart, 8. New Days, 17. What do you think about those numbers?
Again, surprised there by Family Mart, Mike. I've not heard of a website undergoing 2 days of site maintenance before.
Right.
On a relatively simple website. But other than that, you know, I'm just, I gotta say, I'm impressed. 3 weeks in a row, 7-Eleven has hit not just the century mark, but they're over 120 new items. No doubt that product development team is working overtime as we head into the busy Christmas bone-in season.
Oh.
So, yeah, great job by the 7-Eleven team. Congratulations to those guys.
Yep, yep. All right, Matt, well, let's go over to our winners and losers. And Matt, this week, as always, we're going to start with your loser. So I want to see, what are we looking at this week, your loser?
Yeah, Mike, this is out of Lawson here. This is a wiener bento. And what we're looking at here is 5 little wieners.
Yep.
They look like a... you know, some fat fingers there with, you know, sort of a spray of ketchup on it, and then a big bowl of rice. And then, of course, you got the one or two strands of spaghetti back there. I got to say, Mike, wieners and rice.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm picking up after, you know, after she divorces me and takes the kids. This is a loser's dinner right here. Give me a 6-pack of the cheapest Hoppo shoe in the cooler and one or two of these guys and, you know, a shotgun, because this is it. That's when you eat this bento right here. Yeah, not great.
Matt, as always, you know, we are seeing eye to eye. I almost picked this up as my loser. I noticed this as well. Baffling item here.
Yeah.
Not much to say. Yeah. Normally, I will say bentos, sometimes you get maybe like a half of a wiener. And usually it's cut at like this like fierce diagonal, you know? and you're happy with that. That's all you need. To make that the star of the bento is very strange, especially with that ketchup. Come on now. We don't need ketchup, wiener, and rice in there. And it seems, you know, as that, you know, it is a bento. We've got those little of noodles back there, maybe.
Definitely two, maybe three. Who knows?
Yeah, noodles back there. Not much to say about this, Matt. They're saying that this is, you know, a really popular item out of the Lawson Store 100. I don't know. I will say one thing. This price. Jesus Christ. What the hell is this price? 216 yen. Which makes me question the size of this thing. It's difficult to tell because these wieners, you know, these are usually... These are small.
Yes.
This is kind of a mini bento sort of deal going on here. Mm. I don't know, Matt. You know, there's so many good bentos that you could get. And it doesn't seem like you'd need to really waste your time getting the wiener bento out of Lawson. No, so
move on.
Totally agree. Move on. Get it out of here. Don't waste your time. Totally agree. All right, Matt. Well, like I said, I almost picked this as my loser, but... my loser also, very, very surprisingly, also coming out of Lawson.
Oh, wow.
You probably saw it as well. I wouldn't be surprised. Matt.
interesting.
Oh, boy. Yes, we've got a... We've got
a long and hard at this one.
Yes, I'm sure you did. We've got a very interesting item coming out of Lawson. This is the Okazu Kope. Not sure what's going on there. Basically, tamago and mentai sando. Tamago yaki, dashiri, tamago, and mentai sandwich. Okay, bad. So, what are we talking about when we say tamago yaki, dashiri, tamago yaki? So, as you know, in Japan, like it's very common to have tamago yaki, which is a style of Japanese egg where you kind of like steadily fold over the egg as you're frying it to make this sort of, you know, like dense... really, really actually great.
Delicious.
Amazing. And dashi, you know, dashi iri tamago as well. Totally amazing. But what they've done here, Matt, they've taken a hot dog roll.
Yeah, hot dog bun, yeah.
We got a hot dog bun. We got a hot dog roll here. Maybe the longest tamago yaki I've ever seen. I mean, this is almost like a foot-long tamago yaki, I'd say.
Get out the ruler. Yeah.
Get out the ruler. Yeah, who knows? But, you know, that would be strange enough in itself.
Yeah.
But what they've got this is the kind of the sauce, the kind of the juice holding this thing together, Matt. That is some mentai mayo. Mentaiko is the spicy sort of little fish eggs mixed with mayonnaise to make that sauce that we all know and love. And it comes out with that because the mentaiko is red, the mayonnaise is white, which gives it that kind of like strawberry look, that strawberry color to it. Mm. You know, I'd say aesthetically, this looks nice. Like if you didn't know what it was, maybe think, oh, wow, that's maybe, that's a hot dog with some strawberry and maybe some, I don't know, some cake or something in there. Mm. No, Matt. This is baffling to me. I couldn't imagine wanting to buy this. One of the worst uses of a hot dog roll I think I've ever seen. And Matt, so yeah, this is my loser for the week here.
I gotta say, Mike, I went back and forth on this for a long time before recording. I actually saw this at one point as my winner this week, then I saw it as my loser this week. I was so confused by the whole thing. And I just said, you know what? There's no decision that can be made here. I'm just going to set it aside. But I'm glad you brought it up here. Yeah. It fits in the loser circle, no doubt. But I got to say, that big, fat tamago yaki, that foot-long boy, is so damn good. Tamago yaki is one of the best. I don't mind the hot dog bun. I got to be honest. I could imagine it's the mentai mayo that got me.
Yeah.
The mentaiko fish egg mixed with the mayonnaise. Come on. What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? But I appreciate the concept of putting that egg in the hot dog bun. Needs something different to hold it together. But, you know, good blue sky thinking, you know, good probably solid design thinking session by the Lawson development team. Just went a little bit sideways with the mentai mayo.
Yeah.
But I hope they come back with a different version where they're holding this thing together with something a little bit different. But, wow, this was a confusing, emotional journey for me, Mike, as I looked at this one this morning. But I appreciate the loser pick here.
Yeah, and I agree. You're exactly right. Like, that is a beautiful cut tamagoyaki right there. I can't imagine the size of that pan and the, you know, the craftsman behind there sort of shaking that thing into shape.
How do they do that in large volume production? What do they got? Just like one guy just working some crazy shift back there? Because it's hard to make that roll.
Yes,
how do
it
they
is.
Do that? Yeah, that's
I don't know.
Man, that's a job right there.
Modern Marvel. They've got to have some sort of machine gun. All right, man. Well, yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes on this long tamagoyaki technology. But Matt, okay, let's head over to our winners. And I'm really excited because yet again, we got Lawson coming up. I can see it in the tab. What are we looking at this week?
Yeah, Mike, this is, we got some soba here, but it wasn't necessarily the soba that got me. It was what's sitting on top. The kakiage, my kakiage, of course, everybody knows it's that sweet bird's nest of fried vegetables in that tempura batter. Oh my goodness. And it's sitting on top of a bowl of soba. What's better, Mike, than taking that first bite of kakiage, just ripping up your gums like the worst bowl of Cap'n Crunch you've ever had, and then settling into a mix of chewy and soggy fried veg while you hammer those noodles. I gotta say, Mike, it's one of the best, especially as we enter fall. It gets a little bit chilly, like you said at the start of the podcast. Hot bowl of noodles with that fried bird's nest on top. Outstanding.
Absolutely beautiful. Coming out of Lawson, real big comeback here after, you know, getting two losers this week. Looks amazing. Hokkaido-san soba. So this is some Hokkaido soba going on here. Matt, hey, like you just said, it's the fall. It's soba season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what soba is... What the hell is soba? I forget. What is it? There's a word for it. Doesn't matter.
From, what the hell is soba?
What the hell is soba?
Is? Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Buckwheat, ladies and gentlemen. Buckwheat. We're talking buckwheat. So,
got an assist from Karen there.
That was a great assist. Thank you, Karen. All right. Let's give this little alley-oop. Let's just dunk it in here. So we've got buckwheat noodles, which are great because they're really healthy. They have a bunch of fiber. They're really tasty and a great texture. And like you said, that's good enough. But what makes this so great? And sort of the Robin to the Batman of soba is tempura. And especially the kakiage. And the kakiage is great because, you know, a lot of times you get tempura served alongside soba, but the kakiage, nope, goes right on top there. And it's usually just, you know, flash fried just perfectly. This one looks outstanding. And like you said, that first bite, before it completely dissolves into that hot soba soup, oh man, there's nothing like it. Oh, great pick, Matt. This is, I could go for a bowl of this right now.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry here.
Yeah, All right, Matt. Well, mine is not let's go on to my winner this week. This is, we'll see how this goes. But all right, Matt, what are we looking at here? Matt, we're at New Days for a winner for the first time in a long time, I think. Recently, I've been feeling bad because we've been going in on their Sugo Oni series, which is just out, you know, out of this world. Just ridiculous. All right, Matt, what are we looking at this week? We're looking at the Hint Mint E5 series, Hayabusa Mints. All right, Matt. So,
it's the name of the, okay.
The Shinkansen, exactly. Yes. So, New Days this week has come out with a series of mints, collaborating with the Hint Mint, the famous mint company. And what they're doing is they made a series of Shinkansen bullet train themed mint cases, which have the mints inside.
Oh.
And so they're each styled as the train of each of those bullet trains. So
very cool.
This is the Hayabusa, which is the famous Tohoku area bullet train. Going from Aomori to Tokyo.
Yeah, they put the route on the package. That's very cool.
Yeah, they put the route on the package. They have that iconic Hayabusa, the sort of aquamarine green with the pink, which is just so cool. And it's kind of like a collector series, you know, for train buffs, which very makes total cool. sense because New Days is only, you know, stationed within trains. It's the train combini or the train station combini. And you know, this is cool, but it also, you know, recently, as I think I've said recently, Leo these days, my son, he's turned into quite the train fanatic, Matt.
Yes.
And so I can imagine, you know, going if we were living in Tokyo, hopping on, you know, the train, and before going in there, grabbing that New Days. Hey, you want some mints? Who doesn't like a mint? How about a mint in a bullet train themed case? The only thing I'll say, Matt, I think maybe you saw.
Oh boy, yeah.
That's a big price. It's a collector series, but anyways, I thought it was cool. So you know, that's what I'm picking up as my winner of this week.
Yeah, Mike. Definitely the price, 756 yen. Would you rather have three wiener bentos or one package of Hayabusa mints? I gotta say, I'll go with the Hayabusa, 10 out of 10 times here. Really this is a cool item here. You know, New Days, like you said, that's the station konbini, and they're leaning into that with this collector series. The package is very cool. The color matches the theme of that particular train. Yeah. And I gotta say, Mike, you know, collector's items are heating up here in the United States. I don't know what it's like in Japan, but Pokemon cards, man, are going for thousands of dollars. Actually, my brother, I understand, is storing some Charizard holographs in a actual like bank lockbox or something right now. I don't know. That's like his retirement plan at this point. So you might want to pick up one for your son and one for yourself. Keep the packaging on and tuck that away into a safe place. Who knows what this could be worth in 3-4 decades. You know, this could be also a retirement plan. Okay, so a lot of different plays with this item here. I love it. Great pick, Mike.
Thanks, Matt. All right. All right,
man. Does that wrap up? Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. Well, that wraps it up for this week. So, Matt, that's it for the scoreboard. Hey, it was a good week.
It's time to move on to my favorite segment, Mike. That's At the Gemba with Mike. The Gemba, of course, the place where the action happens. Mike, you're in Japan where all the action takes place. What do you got for us this week to review?
All right, Matt. Well, to be honest, you know, I've been preoccupied this week or this month, and I haven't, you know, been doing much perusing in the konbini because I've just been eating so many damn chickies.
Yeah.
But I wanted to kind of give an update. You know, I've recently become a lemon chew high sort of guy. Yeah. Lemon chew high, as you know, is the sort of carbonated lemon flavored cocktail that you can buy in cans in Japan. And recently, Matt, I've got a new favorite that I've been going to. So I kind of want to share that with you and with the listeners as well. So Matt, what am I talking about? All right, let me show you. Matt, this is the Suntory Green Half.
Yeah, Green Half.
So what is that half? That half is the sugar is 50% off.
Yes, I like that.
And there's a little fine print here. It's using no man-made sweetening. And impressive. Pudding Thai is zero. Again, I don't really know what the hell that is. What that
means, yeah, interesting.
But Matt, what I like about this one, I gotta be honest. Actually, I'll be completely honest. The first time I saw it, it's not the best can, I have to be honest. You know, the green half is a little strange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird name. It's got pros and cons, this can. They start off hot with the top. Mm-hmm. Really nice design with the fruit there, but then they kind of lose you with the green half. What does that mm-hmm. mean? It's the word green with the half fraction, mm-hmm. 1/2 next to it. Yeah, very interesting.
Right. I was skeptical, and I actually didn't know that this was a Chuhai. I wasn't sure if this was like half what, right? You're like, is this half wine or half like...
Interesting.
I don't know. But... Yeah. I'm happy to say that I sort of saw through that and picked it up. And what's great about the green half that I'm drinking right now is that it does, the sort of sweetness is a little bit lower, but not like so low that it doesn't have that nice sort of like, you know, lemon chew high sort of, you know, sweetness to it. It also has a really nice carbonation to it. Where it has that sort of kick to it, you know? It's not a little, it's not too, you know, it has a strong carbonation. And then also, I will say, I do sense the sort of, you know, the health benefits to drinking only half of the sweetening for this. It's really like a crisp, nice Chuhai. Recently, when I wake up in the morning after drinking one, I don't feel like, I'm feeling more like, hey, let's get started with this new day. It's a green half, you know? So, Matt, I got to say, I'm happy to say, you know, if you're in Japan, you like a nice, you know, Chuhai, nice cocktail, hey, try picking up the green half. I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
Well, I got to say, Mike, given the battle you're waging in the Chicky tournament, it's nice to have a little health kick in there to keep you upright. And so going to the green half here, 50% off on the sugar. And I got to say, I'm not impressed with the fruit juice numbers. 1.6 on the lemon, 3% on the grapefruit there, 5% alcohol. But, you know, I like the product. I like, you know, hey, we're all getting older. We're all feeling it. Like I said, I almost got crushed. Almost died after eating 6 slices of Domino's the other night, watching 3 episodes of 24. I could barely get off the couch to go to bed after that. So the green half, this is right in our wheelhouse. You know, you got like if you're mid-30s,
yep,
you can't do it like you used to do it.
No.
You know, you're not a young buck anymore. No. Check out the green half. I like it. This is a nice little thing to keep you on your feet. Absolutely.
Thanks,
Mike. All right, Mike. Well, wow. Another episode has flown by here. Thanks to everybody for listening. A special shout out to everybody who's bought us a Chicky. That's Carrie G. St. Michelle. Wow, 20 Chickies. Thank you so much. Professor H. Wow, not just more Chickies, but the support for Mike in the Fami Chicky Tournament. M.H. Bongo with 3 Chickies. Antonio Waite, 3. Crew of Japan, 2. Bobby Judo, 1. Anonymous, 1. Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting the podcast. If you want to buy us a Chicky, head over to buymeacoffee.com/conveniboys. Please share and rate the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can check us out on YouTube, see everything we're talking about, subscribe, like, all that stuff. Also, join us on Twitter. We're a little bit more active after going down for a bit. Mental health crisis wasn't helped by all the garbage on Twitter, but here we are back in it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. And Mike, hey, I'll see you at the Conveni.
See you at the Conveni, Matt.